You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 13th of April 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. If you want to provide a testimonial that I can use in the court case against me, basically saying why you listen to Radio Albion, then please write to me at stormersubs@hushmail.com with a name and a way that you can be contacted so that my solicitor can contact you, verify that you are a real person, and then put your testimonial into a format that can be accepted by the court. So that's write to stormersubs@hushmail.com if you want to help with that. Right, today I want to have a look at the way that our children are being stripped of their innocence, basically stripped of their innocence and encouraged to become sexualized at a younger and younger age. And all of this seems to have followed on from the acceptance of homosexuality and homosexual marriage and transgenderism. And at first it was just, well, just tolerate these people, accept these people. They're the same as everybody else. They just love their own kind rather than loving the opposite gender. And it moved on from that to, well, now we want to allow them to get married, so we'll redefine what marriage means. But why would anybody be upset about that? It's just two people that love one another. And now it's demands to propagandize children. And this is where they drew the line in Russia. And they said, we're not going to allow homosexuals to propagandize their lifestyle to children. If adults wish to do things like that once they are adults, that's fine. But to promote that to children is beyond the pale. And the Conservative Party used to say that as well, just about 20 years ago. And since then, it's all changed. And now we have homosexuality and things of a sexual nature being promoted to children as young as 5 years old. There's a big movement at the moment in America trying to get this taken out of the schools. And there are some states that are banning the promotion of these ideas to children. But there are other states, such as New Jersey, which are promoting it. And in Britain, we now have theatre companies that are putting on shows featuring naked adults simulating sex for young children. A theatre company has sparked fury by staging a show featuring naked bodies that explores love, sexuality, and sexual pleasure aimed at children as young as five. So it's effectively pornography that's being aimed at children. They graphically depict sexual pleasure. Everybody gets naked in the show, and this is being promoted to five-year-olds. And of course, five-year-olds are going to watch something like this. They're going to think it's exciting. They might try and copy what it is that they've seen. It's effectively encouraging children to start experimenting sexually before they're even sexually developed, before they've even gone through puberty. The family sex show's producers boast it's a performance for families about sex and relationships, with parents encouraged to bring their children along. And I dare say you would probably get the progressive types there. You might well get homosexuals that have adopted children there. I mean, this is very dangerous, what's going on here. Teaching children about these things before they understand them, telling them this is all quite normal and to be expected, And before you know it, some of these kids could very well end up being sexually abused and not even knowing that they've been sexually abused and thinking that it's all just normal because that's what they saw at this show or that's what they were taught in school. And I'm sure that there are devious people that are involved in this, and that's the reason why they're doing this, to make it easier for them to abuse children. And I'm sure there are other people that are quite innocent of that, that are just doing this because they genuinely think that it will cause people to have less hang-ups when they're older, or it will make people more accepting of homosexuals and not want to physically attack them, although I don't think people do physically attack homosexuals for being homosexuals. I don't think that happens very often. I think more likely a homosexual might try to make a move on a heterosexual, and a heterosexual might be very offended at that, and then they might physically attack the homosexual. But I don't think people get beaten up for being gay anymore, or at least if it does happen, it's not very often. But that's the sort of excuse that is used for why children need to be exposed to this stuff when they're very young. There's also the argument that because they're going to see pornography on the internet, sadly, they're likely to see pornography at a young age. They want to teach children what sex is really about and that it isn't about what they see on pornography. But surely the answer to that is just to prevent them from seeing porn. And the argument that pornography is free speech, when really it's just vulgarity and lunacy, it's actually used as a weapon. It's been used as a weapon in cases of war. I'm sure most of you listeners have heard Dr. E. Michael Jones talking about this and how it was used as a weapon in the Lebanon War and in Palestine. When the Israelis went in there, they took over the TV channels and they started broadcasting pornography because it distracted all the men. And they were less likely to be able to fight back if they were being bombarded with porn everywhere. And I think that effect we can see in society as well. Men are distracted all the time by titillating images. And instead of doing what men are supposed to do, which is to protect society and protect the morals and protect the people, they're being distracted by chasing after women all the time because their emotions are being manipulated. This is why years ago women used to cover up. This is why in the Islamic community women still do cover up. And that used to be the same in Christianity as well. I mean, only 100 years ago, Christian women used to cover their hair up and they wouldn't wear revealing clothes. And now women are wearing the sort of clothes that hijack a man's emotions. And it means that men are less likely to provide a resistance to all of this. It weakens the moral structures of society, and it prevents the men from being able to get together and say, well, this is wrong, because the whole of society is saying, well, this is great, this is liberation, you should be supporting this, it's just love is love. But before you know it, you end up with five-year-olds being basically shown pornography by a theatre company. The Webscribe describes it as a funny and silly performance about the painfully awkward subject of sex, exploring names and functions, boundaries, consent, pleasure, queerness, sex, gender, and relationships. Now, when I was a child, 5 or 6 years old, I think I learned about the facts of life, and it was all about how a child was created. It wasn't about consent and boundaries and queerness and gender. I mean, this is all separating the sexual act from procreation. It's separating the sexual act from what it is for. I mean, when you're talking about boundaries, you might well be talking about perversity there. And to be aiming this at children when they probably don't really understand how it is that babies are created. And what they're trying to do here is separate the act from that and say that the act is just all about pleasure. It goes on, using real-life bodies, personal stories, songs, and movement, the Family Sex Show puts the good stuff at the forefront of conversation and imagines a future where there is no shame, but a celebration of difference, equality, and liberation. And that's really their argument, is that they don't want people to be embarrassed about their bodies or embarrassed about what they do. But we should have a certain amount of shame, because that's the reason why we don't all walk around naked. That's the reason why we don't have men completely manipulated by their emotions. And it says in the Bible, doesn't it, that Adam and Eve realized that they were naked and they covered themselves up. They had a sense of shame. And that is because they knew that the feelings that they had, those sexual feelings, would encourage them to do things that they wouldn't normally do. A man can be encouraged to behave in ways that he would not normally behave in if there's a promise of a woman that he's become infatuated with at the end of it. In actual fact, there's a story in Flavius Josephus' History of the Judean Nation where a man is infatuated with a woman, totally infatuated with her. And the woman is religious and she worships one of these Egyptian gods. So the man goes to the temple and he gets the priests to pretend that the god has invited the woman into the temple that night for a meal. And then the man dresses up as the deity and he ends up sleeping with the woman. And the next day he lets on to her that it was actually him that was playing the god. I mean, it's an awful thing to do. But what happened was Caesar got hold of the priests and he executed the priests. I think he crucified them. He burnt down the temple. But the man himself wasn't punished because it was accepted that the man was in a passion. He was infatuated with this woman and that's why he acted in the way that he acted. And this is why sexuality should not be at the front of everything. It encourages people to be immoral, basically. Sex is supposed to be within marriage. It's supposed to be a union of a male and a female that increases the sense of togetherness of the couple and can lead to a child. It's a sacred act. And what they're doing today is they're divorcing it from what it was created for. And they're saying that it's all just about pleasure and it doesn't matter who it is with. And the more partners you have, the less likely you are going to be able to settle down with just one partner. And the happiest people that you see are elderly people that have been married for 30 or 40 years and have grandchildren. I can recall watching a program on arranged marriage, and the BBC were desperately trying to show that arranged marriage was a terrible thing in India. And the only people they could find that would rubbish it were in their 20s that had only been married for 1 or 2 years. And everybody that was in their 50s and their 60s said that it was absolutely fantastic. And they looked like the happiest people you could ever think of. And they are people that had had one partner their whole lives, that they had had children with. And it's difficult to find statistics. But when you do find them, and you find that the people that had the least number of partners before they got married are the ones that stay married. And the ones that had lots of partners are the ones that end up having divorce and the children end up being in a broken home. And all of this is encouraged by this separation of sex from procreation. Dr. E. Michael Jones is very good at talking about this. He's debated a couple of people recently. Vaush, I think, was one of them. On this subject, where the left are promoting this idea of pornography and masturbation, and he's pointing out the fact that if masturbation means that it's just you on your own, it's not sharing of anything. It defeats the object of what sex is. Getting back to the article here, the show has prompted outrage from parents who are considering protesting outside Bath's Theatre Royal when it opens next month. And I think there's been a petition against this, as well as people wanting to protest against it. The backlash began on the social media site Mumsnet after a user called Matthew Taylor posted, "This show is aimed at children 5 years old and up. The performers get naked. The discussion with the children is on sex, sexuality, and sexual pleasure." How can a five-year-old know what sexuality is about? And why would they be teaching them about sexual pleasure if not trying to encourage them to experiment with sexual pleasure for themselves? That's going to be the result of this. I mean, it's a pedophile's wet dream, isn't it, to have this sort of stuff that's being taught to children? He continues, I cannot imagine bringing a 5-year-old child to a theatre where people will tell her or him about sex and show their naked bodies to her or him. Am I the crazy one? One 30-year-old mother who contacted the Mail online about the show said, if this was aimed at teenagers, I would have no objection. But aiming this at children as young as 5 is a complete no-no. And it is similar to something they did in Sweden. They had people getting naked in front of children in Sweden. They say it is broadly in line with the national curriculum. But the difference is that in schools, the messages are tailored to the age group, whereas this is just dumping a load of stuff onto children who are far too young to deal with it. Well, I don't think there is that much of a difference. I think the person that is writing there is probably not really aware of just what is going on in the schools these days, where the teachers are encouraged to diagnose for themselves whether somebody is transgender, where children do tests to see whether they are homosexual or not. Tests that is based on the faulty research of Alfred Kinsey in America. Imagine that. You've got a child and they do a test and they're quite innocent, but the test tells them that they're homosexual. And then the teachers start encouraging them to believe that they are homosexual. And then they see something like this, which tells them about the different ways that people have sex. I mean, it may even simulate homosexual sex in this. And then you've got a child that experiments and copies what he sees at the theatre. I'm just amazed that this sort of thing can be going on and people just allow it to go on because they're worried that they will be accused of being homophobic if they don't. Other Mumsnet users branded it as grooming in plain sight and called for the police to intervene and picket lines to be set up. And this is now what people are starting to call these teachers that are promoting these ideas. We also now have transgender teachers and homosexual teachers that are propagandizing children. Red Ice exposed a lot of it last week on their no-go zone, where we could see what was actually going on in these after-school clubs that these transgender and homosexual teachers set up. Of course, I'm not saying that all homosexuals or transgenders are trying to do this sort of thing, but there is a percentage of them that are trying to sexualize our children. One user called Ben Cooper is a God wrote, if my kid's teacher got naked to teach them about sexual pleasure, I would have a few choice words and be on to Ofsted faster than you could say, where's my codpiece? People who want to get naked around little kids they are not related to are a danger. And there we have the voice of common sense there. I mean, any parents that are taking their children to things like this should be under suspicion. But of course, we have these phenomena of the so-called drag kids and trans kids now that are celebrated in America, and people reported the parents of these drag kids to the authorities and nothing was done about it. And yet you've got parents there that are allowing their children to dress up as if they are adult entertainers and do sexually provocative dances for homosexual men to throw money at them. And that's just seen as normal, again, because you would be accused of being homophobic or transphobic or dragphobic if you were to speak about it. And what we have here is if there are parents that are going to it, that are taking their children to it, I mean, it's effectively taking children along to see an adult sex show. The family sex show, which begins in Bath next month, then tours the country, makes no bones about the content of the 60-minute performance, stating there is nakedness, yes. At one point in the show, everyone on stage takes their clothes off to the level they feel comfortable to. You know, this reminds me of a Robert Crumb cartoon in the 60s. I think it might have been called Joe Blow or something like that. And it's quite disgusting, and it's a whole family that end up getting naked and having sex together. And that was seen as like the joke of it was that it was so outrageous. And yet fast forward to 2022 and you effectively have the family sex show, which is actually being shown in a theatre. And it's basically the same thing as this Robert Crumb cartoon that was seen as really outrageous in the 60s. They continue here. For some people, that's taking off all of their clothes and being completely naked. For other people, that means taking off bottoms but leaving underwear on. For others, it's not taking off anything at all. This moment lasts approximately 5 minutes. So again, exactly as the commenter points out, you have strangers wishing to take their clothes off in front of children. And just the stranger danger thing that we used to get taught about in the 70s, the 80s and the 90s, they don't do that anymore. They get children to go to summer camps, these trans acceptance and homosexual acceptance summer camps, LGBTQ ally summer camps, and they tell them there that they shouldn't be frightened of strangers. And that if they're frightened of strangers, the strangers might be upset. So if they see somebody that they're wary of, and their instincts tell them that they're wary of, then what they should really be doing is going there and talking to the stranger, because otherwise they're going to have hurt feelings. I mean, I'm not joking here. There was a module at one of these camps about encouraging children to talk to strangers. They say they deliberately went for the provocative title so parents and carers would know what they are going to see, and their website provides a range of questions and answers for those interested in attending. They say the show imagines a future in which there is no shame, but a celebration of difference, equality, and liberation. So basically, they want the future to be like a gay pride festival, and they want children to be exposed to the same sort of things that they would be exposed to on these gay pride marches. And remember, children are now encouraged at school to have their own gay pride celebrations in the summer. Josie Dale Jones from production company This Egg, who refers to herself by her pronouns she, her, explained, "We wanted to make something that came at the topics of relationship and sex in a light way." And I don't know whether Josie Dale Jones is a transgender or not. She says, "In a way that would open conversations and encourage people to ask questions to allow for that space of vulnerability and not knowing and making mistakes. We hope the show adds to the more creative or alternative relationships and sex education that is out there at the moment in all different forms. And we really wanted to make the show that we wish we'd had when we were younger and part of our adult selves feel like they need now. And mostly, if we know our bodies, we know our rights." So they are from the, I guess you could call it, the alternative sexual scene. And this is the sort of thing that they wish they had had when they were younger, which is basically encouraging these different transgenders and homosexual ideas, alternative relationships, as it says here. So that she's saying that she wants to promote this stuff to children. That's what this is, promoting alternative sexualities to children, which used to be referred to as grooming. Her colleague Ali, programming and engagement manager at Tobacco Factory Theatres, added, "Family Sex Show is a fun and playful show for adults and children aged 5 and up. It offers an honest human sex education that is feminist, queer, non-binary, inclusive, and sex positive." So they're just basically promoting homosexuality to children. Queer, non-binary, inclusive, and sex positive. That's all homosexuality. They're just promoting queerness to children. "The show can allow audiences of all ages to feel confident about their bodies, their boundaries, and their sexual health." Five-year-old feeling confident about their bodies, their boundaries, and their sexual health. What is a five-year-old got any concern about his sexual health for? He shouldn't even be having sex until he's 16. And this is what is going on in Britain at the moment. And as I say, over in New Jersey, we have similar things that are going on in the schools. New Jersey public school students as young as 10 years old could be taught that puberty blockers are an acceptable way to manage adolescence and that masturbating a few times a day is a healthy way to relieve stress, according to sample lesson plans being reviewed by the state's school districts. And the masturbating a few times a day is a healthy way to relieve stress is the complete opposite of what everybody used to be taught in civilization throughout history. You used to be taught that, well, they didn't even used to teach about masturbating, but the idea of being celibate was the general idea. And if you were celibate, you were continent. And the whole idea of being continent was that you saved up that energy, that creative energy, that creative life force that is within you. You channeled that and you sublimated it into achieving things. And look at the things that we achieved. We built civilization. We went all the way around the world. We colonized America, Australia, New Zealand, and all the people that were doing that, they were continent, they were celibate. And that's the reason why they were able to do these amazing things. Whereas now what they will encourage these children, don't forget as well, this is students, will encourage them to just waste that life force as many times a day as they like, because that will relieve stress. New Jersey public school students as young as second grade will be getting lessons related to gender identity under state sex education guidelines that will take effect in September. The sample lesson plans were reportedly given to parents at a February 22nd meeting for the Westfield Board of Education in Westfield, New Jersey. And according to documents obtained by the outlet, New Jersey school districts are reviewing new sex education lessons plans that push animated videos known as Amaze for fifth graders on graphic sex-related content. So they're putting it, not just putting this stuff into theatre plays to promote it to children in Britain, they're putting it into cartoons so that they can promote it to children in America. If you feel you want more time to explore how you feel about your gender before your body starts to change, it's important to talk with a parent, counselor, therapist, or doctor about the feelings you have, one video states. After some discussion and counseling, you may be referred to an endocrinologist who specialize in hormones, and they are the most likely to prescribe puberty blockers for someone who wants them. Puberty blockers are medications that will stop your body from changing. So they're putting out these cartoons encouraging these kids that if they're concerned about adolescence, worried about adolescence, oh, don't worry about that. You can just block your puberty. And then when you do have a puberty, it will be nothing like anything anyone has ever experienced since the dawn of time. I mean, this is a great experiment that's taking place here on our children, blocking them from puberty and then giving them the opposite gender's hormones. They continue, whether you identify as male, female, genderqueer or something else, you're perfectly normal. And there are lots of ways to manage puberty so that it can be a fun, exciting time rather than a scary or stressful one. The video adds, so it doesn't tell them anything about the damage that will be done to their bones or the fact that they could be left infertile or that nobody really knows what the long-term effects of this are. Another video titled Masturbation Totally Normal teaches children that masturbation even a few times a day does not present a problem and it is a physically safe way to express sexual feelings. Well, who is the child expressing sexual feelings to by masturbating? They're not expressing their feelings to anyone. It's just encouraging children to be sexual and to experiment with sexual ideas. The animated video shows a boy dropping his pants and masturbating under a blanket until he finishes and grabs a tissue. A third video targeting girls promotes masturbation as a way to relieve stress and shows a young girl examining herself with a handheld mirror. So it's basically just encouraging children to do the sorts of things that pedophiles want children to do. Another video called Sexual Orientation Explained tells kids that while many people know their sexual orientation at a very young age, it is also common at this age to feel confused about your thoughts and feelings about who you find attractive. In fact, you may find yourself thinking about people of the same sex and of the opposite sex and be unsure. The video adds, and of course I bet then that it encourages them to experiment rather than tells them that it's probably just going to be a fad that they're going through. There's a spokesman from Westfield Public Schools who says that these aren't actually the official resources. They're just a sample list of resources. They say the presentation included a sample list of resources aligned to the New Jersey student learning standards to be considered as school districts work on revisions to the health and PE curriculum. But these cartoons are already out there. I'm sure they're already there on YouTube. He says they're not state mandated and that this district is in the process of developing its revised curriculum to meet state standards. So this is conforming with what New Jersey is promoting. And as I say, it's the same as what they're promoting in the schools in Britain. While New Jersey broadens its sex education guidelines and school districts review new material involving gender identity that will expand its sex education curriculum In a woke, transgender and gender ideology obsessed era, other states are making moves to pass anti-grooming laws. Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits teachers from discussing sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through to third grade. So there are at least still some sensible politicians out there that are trying to put a stop to this. But sadly, not enough if it's going on in New Jersey and it's going on in Bath in Britain. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.